Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin is struggling to hold support this Thursday, trading around $109,800 after the Federal Reserve delivered a mixed message to markets. While the Fed cut rates by 25 basis points as expected, Chair Jerome Powell made clear that another cut in December is far from guaranteed. That hawkish tone triggered significant selling pressure across crypto markets, with Bitcoin dropping below its 200-day moving average and over $1.1 billion in leveraged positions liquidated in the past day. The big concern for Bitcoin bulls is whether the $107,000 level will hold. Analytics firm Glassnode warns that if Bitcoin can't reclaim the short-term holder cost basis around $113,000, we could see a drop toward $88,000. Long-term holders distributed over 100,000 Bitcoin in October, the heaviest selling since July, adding pressure to an already cautious market. Meanwhile, Ethereum is preparing for a major upgrade. Developers officially locked in the Fusaka hard fork for December 3rd. The star feature is PeerDAS, which allows validators to verify only portions of data instead of entire blobs. This dramatically reduces bandwidth requirements and costs for Layer 2 networks, potentially dropping fees by 15 to 60%. It's a critical step toward Ethereum's vision as a global settlement layer with near-zero transaction costs. In the spot ETF world, Solana products are showing impressive early traction. Bitwise's staking ETF pulled in over $116 million in just 2 days, while the newly launched products accumulated $37 million on day three. This institutional appetite is notable even as Solana's price pulled back 8% this week to $186. XRP also saw its first spot ETF move forward as Canary funds removed delaying amendments, potentially setting up a November 13th launch. The wildest story today comes from Sam Bankman-Fried, who posted a lengthy document claiming FTX was never insolvent. He argues the bankruptcy estate now holds $136 billion in assets, including massive stakes in Anthropic and Robinhood, with creditors receiving up to 143% of their claims. While the math is technically accurate based on current valuations, it conveniently ignores that this happened because bankruptcy administrators sold nothing and rode the 2024 to 2025 bull market. A Manhattan jury already convicted him of fraud for misappropriating $10 billion in customer funds, so don't expect this narrative to gain much traction outside of his legal team's pardon lobbying efforts. On the institutional front, Strategy reported third-quarter earnings of $8.42 per share, driven entirely by mark-to-market gains on their 640,000 Bitcoin holdings. Coinbase also beat expectations with transaction revenue hitting $1 billion and their base Layer 2 network turning profitable. The exchange saw Bitcoin ETF outflows of nearly $500 million on Wednesday, reflecting the broader market uncertainty after Powell's comments. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.